Welcome to the Health and Fitness Show with Tracy Markley.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Hello. Today we are going to talk about the iliotibial band. It also connects to the tensor fascia latae muscle. This is the band when you are around in gyms, wherever you're at, you see people laying on that foam roller on the ground, rubbing the heck out of themselves. Often people want to warm up their fascia and their muscles. There's different purposes of using the foam roller, but what's become the last few years something that a lot of trainers are having people do. I don't have my clients do that. And people are just taking it on their own. They're seeing on YouTube or they're hearing about it or they're seeing a trainer do it. Whatever way they came about it, they're laying on these rollers and they're rubbing the iliotibia band. So the iliotibia band is a band of fascia that runs down the side of the leg. It comes from the hip area to the glute muscles go into it. And the tensor fascia latae muscle, which is in also the hip area, they blend into this fascia. And it goes down and kind of expands around the patella, which is the kneecap, and around the knee area. And sometimes people have pain on the side of their knee. And that sometimes can actually be tightness or inflammation in this piece of fascia tissue known as the iliotibia. So the one reason I wanted to bring it up today is because I get asked questions from clients and I do interact with people around the world in my work because if you don't know that part about me, I work with a lot of stroke survivors and I have connected with some via Zoom training them. I have books out there and videos on YouTube that helps survivors and helps encourage them after the physical therapy ends, but their recovery continues and they don't know what they need to do. So it's become something that's become part of my work. I've been reached out to a lot and I get asked questions often about everything. And so I wanted to go over the roller a little bit. I don't particularly like putting clients on the ground and having them try to support their body and roll this big roller underneath them. And I also don't think people just need to rub that piece of fascia. There's a roller that I've gotten on Amazon. They're a hand roller. It almost looks like a rolling pin type of appearance, maybe a little longer. Has little bumps in it, and you can gently massage your legs and your hips and your glutes and your arms and your muscles, whatever you need to massage. But this is the thing when you use these rollers, whether you're using a hand roller like I just talked about, you can actually use a rolling pin, but the rolling pin doesn't have little bumps on it. I think the bumps make it better, but it's up to you. This is one of the things I wanted to put out there. Most trainers, and this is worldwide, do not have certificates and education in massage, in fascia, in working around the muscles and the fascia and the pressure and how long to, you know, to massage or work in a certain area. And I suggest if you need massage work, go to a licensed massage therapist because they spend hours and hours and getting licensed for that. I don't try to massage my clients. That's not my job. They do have courses. I've taken 3 courses on fascia and foam rolling. I still don't teach it to my clients. Maybe randomly I'll show them something, but I know a lot about it. I've learned a lot about it. And one of the main things that I've learned about it is this. You do not rub on an area longer than 30 seconds. If you are working that fascia in the side of your leg for whatever reason, and you're hoping to get relief, if you rub on it, whether you're using it, your whole body laying on it, or you're doing a hand one like I was talking about, if you work on it longer than 30 seconds, you're actually gonna cause more harm than good and cause more inflammation. I have had a lot of people in the last couple of years come to me because they foam rolled that area way too much because some of them told them to, and and now they're more injured and more pain. So that's why I wanted to share that today, because it has been a question that's come up a few times in the last month with me. So the tensor fascia latae, which I call the coffee muscle, it sounds like a nice little drink, but it's not. It's a muscle on the side of your hip and goes down into that, goes through its ligament into the ligament of iliotibia band. This muscle attaches to the ilium, which is part of the hip bone, the pelvic, and it attaches to the patella, which is the kneecap, and the tibia, which is one of the lower legs. Bone. This muscle helps flex and abduct the femur, meaning bringing the femur up as you bend your knee, the knee's coming up, or as you flex as you're squatting, and abducting the femur, meaning you're lifting the leg out to the side, lifting it away from your body, because abduction means going away from the body with a B, A-B, abduct. I always remember that by there's a B in it, B for for the word bye-bye. The movement is moving away from the body. Bye-bye, it's leaving the body. That's how I remembered it in my anatomy classes and muscle movement classes in college. And adducting, which is AD, like you're adding something, you're adding numbers. It's when you're bringing that movement back towards the midline of the body. You're adding the movement towards your body. So just a little education for you there. So when you read up on things. So with the show, I hope this helped give you a little more knowledge about foam rolling and who's guiding you through it. Give you a little more knowledge about the iliotibial band, the tensor fascia latae, which is one of the muscles that go into the band. And don't use those rollers on an area longer than 30 seconds at a time. And that doesn't mean 30 seconds every few minutes. And also you don't want to press extremely hard into that fascia as you're doing this as well. Again, I hope that has helped you. What I would like to add in before the show ends today, I would like to thank PFP Magazine, which is the Personal Fitness Professional Magazine. They did a spread on me a couple weeks ago in the magazine, and I am the story, the journey to success story. And they put this big title in it, which is so cool, that said, A Wealth of Knowledge, Tracy Markley, and they did a 3-page article on me with pictures, and it was very nice. It's always fabulous when you get recognized by your peers in your profession, and it made my day. There's been some hard times going on with my family right now, and that just highlighted my little world right now. So that was very nice. So thank you to Personal Fitness Professional Magazine. You guys are awesome. Thank you to Greg Justice, who helped proceed with getting this to them to do. I thought that was very kind of you to think of me. And with that, I want everyone to be kind to each other, be kind to yourself. It's a tough time out there right now with the coronavirus. Everybody's fighting to wear a mask, to not wear a mask. I like to say people fighting to wear masks, we're not getting better. So maybe we all should try wearing the mask and see if things get better. So stay safe, respect the people around you. Don't judge others, respect everybody's health. It spans out past just passing someone on the sidewalk. It can stop somebody from seeing somebody in the hospital. It can stop somebody from being with somebody their last days in the hospital with a grandparent or parent. So just really, really be kind around this virus and know it goes much further than just passing someone on the street. It can go deep into something that's very important to their lives at home or their health or their health care. Have a great day, and thank you for listening to the Health and Fitness Show with Tracy.
You've been listening to the Health and Fitness Show with Tracy. Go have a great day, fit day, and a healthy day.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.